welcome to chapel and welcome to Advent. Since we're not here for all of Advent, we're going to condense all of Advent and Christmas into one chapel this morning and take a journey through the verses of Sing the Story 15. So if you'll turn to that right now, it's the song you just heard. And this is going to be the structure of our service. We'll sing a verse, and then there will be a reading, and then we'll sing another song, and then we'll come back to this one and do another verse and proceed through the chapel in that way. So you might want to keep one finger in this page. So here we go. Hope is a candle, verse 1.
We long for wholeness. We hope for joy. Sometimes both seem to elude us. The deserts appear to be expanding and our journey feels lost in the wastelands. Other times, both peace and joy surprise us. They rekindle our hope that things will indeed come to flower. Today we come with our personal pains and joys, some of which we share with others, and some of which we hardly dare to mention to God. But God, who made us, knows us through and through, and God, who knows us, loves us and wants us whole. Let us pray, listen, and speak with this God who is with us.
Number 2 in Sing the Story, Maranatha, Come. The women here at the mic will sing through the chorus one time and then invite you to sing the refrain with them. And they'll sing 4 of the verses, and each time we sing the refrain after the first time, you're invited to join along. Peace is a candle, verse 2 of number 15. invite you to join me in reading the words you see on the screen behind me. Together? God, our Maker, your love transcends borders, barriers, and classes. It reaches to all peoples everywhere. Thank you for your gracious spirit that moves among us. God, our reconciler, you yearn for peace and hold before us the vision of a peaceable kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive our silence, our complacency, our prejudice, our complicity. Forgive us for blurring your vision. Forgive us for not loving our enemy. God, our shalom, empower us all to speak boldly, act justly, and love mercy as we walk with you in an increasingly militarized world. May our university, our congregations, and communities reflect your light. May they be beacons of a radical love that invites, encourages, reconciles, building peace across the world. In the name of God, our Creator, Christ, our Redeemer, and Holy Spirit, our constant companion. In the Blue Worship Book, number 195, it came upon a midnight clear. We'll sing verses 1, 2, 3, and 5. Is a candle. Sing the story 15, verse 3.
dear God, Advent looks so safe and tidy and sanitary in our nativity scenes. The hay is soft and yellow. Joseph and the shepherds have showered and groomed their beards. Little Lord Jesus is wrapped in pure white 100% cotton, a serene smile on his face. But how different the reality must have been. Stashed among the animals, covered in dirt and sweat, weeping tears of joy or pain or hunger. A few reclusive men smelling of sheep dung show up, and foreigners carrying spices warn them that a murderous Herod is on the way. How agonizing it must have been for you, as a parent, to entrust your son to a human race that had already failed you innumerable times. If you had asked for our advice, we would have recommended a safer plan. We would have proposed a love without risk, a love given only as deep as deserved. We would have suggested something wise, but you insisted that your foolishness is wiser than human wisdom. You chose to love in a way that wouldn't make sense. It was foolish to come to earth, to go from divine throne to fragile infant body, to love the world with wide open arms and then be betrayed. But it's by that same foolishness that the world came alive. That's the unconditional, reckless, wasteful, open-armed embrace of God. This Advent season, when we declare our intention to love like Jesus, don't let us settle for a love that's safe and bordered. Don't let us love only those who look or act or think like us. Teach us to open our arms wide to others, even when it means exposing ourselves to discomfort or danger. Give us courage to love recklessly, to risk being hurt. Teach us a love that is unrestricted, unbounding, unrelenting. It cost you everything to become Emmanuel. Make us reckless enough to follow in your footsteps this Advent season. Let your coming be our call to action. We pray in the name of Jesus, whose foolish love has given us life. Amen.
Once again, and sing the story number 28, Holy Child Within the Manger. Joy is a candle. Number 15, verse 4.
Joy is a candle of mystery and love. Mystery of love.
Come, God is calling, amid seasonal pressures and anticipations. God's Spirit envelops us in a story of accepting without knowing, of believing without answers. May we too abandon our expectations and answer God's call with joy.
Now in Sing the Journey, the Green Book, number 13, My Soul is Filled with Joy. We'll sing verses 1, 4, and 5. Sing the story 15, verse 5. Christ is the light that the prophets awaited. Number 26, Helpless and Hungry, number 26. This song is a companion piece to What Child Is This? And so on the refrain, each time we sing it, I invite you to either sing exactly what's printed here, or if you wish, you can turn to number 215 in the Blue Worship Book and sing only the melody of the refrain of What Child Is This? It's your choice. You can just sing exactly what's here, or if you want to sing the refrain from What Child Is This, that's fine too.
Come, thou among us, O It is of supreme importance
that we get our image of Jesus
right. For there are too many blithering idiots,
well-meaning people,
religious weirdos,
church leaders,
bleeding heart liberals,
evangelicals,
who are leading people astray. So listen carefully. Jesus,
as we all know,
came from a model family.
His mother was pregnant when she got married
and lived in a secure home.
They were refugees.
Throughout his wondrous childhood,
about which we know next to nothing,
he was mild and obedient.
He ran away when he was 12.
Jesus was the model working man.
He became redundant when he was 30,
encouraging entrepreneurship in others.
He told Peter, Andrew, James, and John to give up their jobs.
He kept good company,
dining with beggars and prostitutes.
He had a good word for everybody.
Vipers, blind guides, hypocrites.
And he never dabbled with controversy.
He just claimed to be the Son of God.
Jesus was respected in religious circles.
They wanted to lynch him after his first sermon.
He was a man of God.
He was the Son of God.
In his majesty, we see God at work.
In his humility, we meet God in person.
That's why he was worshipped.
That's why he was crucified.
Jesus isn't here now.
He rose again on the third day.
So we have to get on with it ourselves.
And he sent the Holy Spirit to guide us.
We have to build the kingdom.
We have to celebrate his presence among us.
We have to give leadership.
We are to follow where he calls.
It is of supreme importance
that we get our image of Jesus
right.
I invite you to stand as we close with number 318 from the Blue Worship Book, number 318. We'll sing verses 1 and 4. Celebrated the entire season of Advent and Christmas, and so I wish you a Merry Christmas. Go in peace.